Haynes pioneer John Schnabel dies at 96. And the Haynes Freeride Contest is successful despite a technical glitch that left locals in the dark. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. Local miner, family man, pioneer, and television celebrity John Schnabel passed away Friday at the age of 96. Schnabel owned Big Nugget Mine outside of Haynes, served as mayor, and in his later years became a national celebrity with a starring role in the Discovery Channel show Gold Rush.
I came to Haynes in 1939 at the age of 19.
That's John Schnabel during a community interview recorded by KHNS in the late 90s.
We started a small sawmill here, and it was really a small toy rather than a real professional mill, and so we went to Porcupine and we bought from Carl Bernstead, who claimed ownership of it at that time, the sawmill. And we took a tractor and a lowboy across the river at 33 mile, and we dismantled the mill and brought it down and put it out on Jones Point. So that was my first observation of the town as it then existed of Porcupine, and it was intact. I actively began to mine the Porcupine back about in the late 70s and early 80s, and became obvious that the old miners had put a lot of energy into it, because as we dug, we continually dug up a piling that they'd used to build their flumes, and we dug up old tunnels that they'd gophered around down on bedrock. They'd go down 40 feet to bedrock and tunnel around down there and pick up the gold off of the bedrock. Fortunately for me, they didn't pick it all up, because I'm still paying my way and I'm still digging it up myself.
Among his many family members, Schnabel is survived by his wife Irma, four children, and two grandchildren. His daughter Deborah Schnabel says he was not an easy man to define in a few words.
Well, it was really interesting when my sister took John's body to the crematorium. She had to say what his occupation was, and she was stumbled in the same way that you just were with the question. So she said, "He's a film star," and the woman said, "Film star? Well, what film has he been in?" And she said, "Well, he's the grandpa on Gold Rush." "Oh, this is the grandpa on Gold Rush? Yes. Okay, he's a gold miner." So that's what's on his death certificate, that he's a gold miner. Well, it's a very big, impactful chapter, but it is a small chapter in a very big life.
Deborah says she feels far removed from John's celebrity status, which spans the globe.
I, quite honestly, was experiencing my father's death in a very small way. I mean, it's in my life, in my family, my hometown. And then I started getting calls from, like, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and, Anchorage and Washington, D.C. And, I mean, this was within like a day or so, and I thought, wow, where is all this coming from?
But she says if he inspired people through the show, then that's great.
And there's stories out there that are not true. You know, it's John died peacefully in his sleep with his family around him in Haines, Alaska. Well, that's not true. My father died, you know, in Oakland, California, in a rest home, and it was with congestive heart failure. He died at night, and that was we're all very grateful for that, because Dad always wanted to, as he said, die with his boots on.
Deborah says her father was eloquent and politically active. He was the mayor of Haines more than once, and you can't look down Main Street these days without seeing remnants of his legacy.
I think that John was very much responsible for creating a blue-collar town, because he was in the timber industry, and he built a mill that employed many, many people, and we were a community of milling families.
A celebration of life for John Schnabel is scheduled for the public on Saturday, April 2nd at Harriet Hall around 4 p.m.
The entire community is invited, and it'll be a big party, and the fish pickers will play and we'll dance, and everyone, I hope, can bring a story, large or small, and hopefully positive.
Prior to that, a small graveside service will take place for family at Jones Point, where John's father, uncle, and brother are buried.
So I became somewhat interested in the place, and over the years I eventually ended up purchasing several of the claims from Fred Emerson, and I became, for lack of anything else to do, a miner.
The Freeride World Tour held its Haynes competition today, but in isolation from the rest of the world. Technical satellite errors quashed the organizers' plans to stream the event live online. That left fans with no way to watch their favorite skiers and snowboarders take on the Alaska Mountains. A spokesperson says even though the technical glitch was a huge disappointment, the competition itself was successful. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
The remoteness and unpredictability of Alaska impacted the freeride once again. Last year, the event was delayed three times because of inclement weather. This year, the weather was great, but the remote location apparently caused issues with the satellite connection Freeride uses to live stream each competition. Tom Winter is a spokesperson for the tour.
Everything was in place, and everything was happening. And the cameras are all rolling, and the helicopters are flying with getting the aerial footage, and our live announcers were there announcing, and it became apparent, I'm not sure exactly when, it became apparent that there was a technical glitch that didn't allow the satellite uplink to fully connect.
Winter says that kind of glitch is very unusual, but he says they've learned that in Alaska, you have to expect the unexpected. Ultimately, since the weather conditions were good, organizers decided to go ahead with the competition, even though the live stream wasn't working.
The weather was absolutely fantastic. Very calm, clear day, very good visibility for the athletes, good visibility for the judges, a safe, stable snowpack. So all those things came together, and really, given the weather window that we have here at Haynes, you can't hope that it'll be a better day tomorrow because the weather does change up here.
In Haynes, the library had to tell a handful of people gathered to watch the live stream that they were out of luck. And on the Freeride Facebook page, fans from around the world lamented the technical problems.
Yeah, it's a tough one. This was a tough one not to have live because it's got our largest viewership. It's painful to have this happen, but it's a learning process working in an environment like Haynes.
But Winter says the competition went smoothly for the athletes. The big surprise of the day was wild card guest athlete and Southeast Alaska snowboarder Ryland Bell, who placed first in his category.
It totally came together for him, and he won it. He certainly made a statement for local Alaskan snowboarders, so that's awesome.
Bell is from Elfin Cove. He was invited to compete in the Haynes stop, but won't be competing in the finals in Verbier, Switzerland. Sammy Lubka and Flo Orley took second and third place in men's snowboarding. Anne-Flor Mochter took the gold in women's snowboarding, followed by Estelle Ballet and Marion Herty. In the men's ski category, Logan Pahoda, Loic Cullum-Patton, and Drew Tabke took the top three spots. Eva Volkner had the top score in women's skiing, followed by Matilda Rapoport and Ariana Tricomi. KHNS will have a more detailed story about the freeride event tomorrow evening. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.
The video from Monday's competition is scheduled to be posted on the Freeride World Tour website Tuesday morning. And coming up later this week on KHNS News, Skagway residents could be sipping locally crafted spirits in the near future. Two entrepreneurs have applied for distillery liquor licenses in Skagway. Their applications are part of a growing craft distillery market in Alaska.
There's currently five operating distillery licenses in Alaska, and it looks like it's going to at least double over the next year.
For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories anytime on our website at khns.org. Also, just a note for you early birds out there, Lincoln-Al Morning will be delayed tomorrow because of the president's address from Cuba. Lincoln-Al Morning will start regularly at 7:18. That means there will be no newscast at 6:49, but you can tune into local news at 7:49 with your host, Amanda Randles.